We are now going to welcome in, live from West Lafayette in Ridgewood High School, their head football coach, John Slusser. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us here tonight. And I know you're getting ready to take on a scrimmage, but we appreciate you taking the time to join us here on the Big Z Sports Show.
I always enjoy talking to you guys. Always enjoy taking the time.
Coach, talk to us a little bit about how the fall practice is going for you, your final scrimmage, your tune-up before next week. Talk to us a little bit about how things are going for you.
You know what? Same old, same old. You know, it's hard to tell if it's really good or really bad. You know, you get into a routine where you've done it so many years, and our kids, I will say this, our kids have been exemplary so far. They've been where they're supposed to be. They've given great effort. Our senior class has been, you know, around three straight playoff teams, and they know what's expected, and they know where they want to be. So they've done a great job of leading us right now.
Hey, Coach, not to backtrack, but how special was it to not only represent the West in that All-Star game as a head coach, but to coach your son, Jet Slusser, one last time in that setting right there?
That was fun. That was a great situation. I always look forward to that. I enjoy meeting all the other kids. We try to make it fun for them. We try to build a little team in 8 or 9 days and try to do some team building things during the week. And I'll tell you what, I was most impressed about that night. I told everybody, if you noticed, every time we did anything, recover a fumble, get an interception, score a touchdown, we had like 30 guys out on the field greeting everybody. I mean, our whole group, there was no jealousy, there was no selfishness. It was just a fun group of kids to be around.
Coach, are you sitting down?
I am.
Okay, because when I read this to you, you're going to need to be sitting down because you might pass out. Okay. Over the past season, you lost, obviously, your son, your quarterback, Jet Slusser. You lost Raven Davidson. You lost Trent Harrison. You lost Braden Smith. You lost Kyle Bethel. You lost Nate Thompson. You lost Keith Leindecker. Man, how in the world are you going to replace those seniors that you lost with this group?
We're not. we're just not. You know what? I don't want to sell anybody short, and I always hate that, and I don't want to talk about rebuilding. And I hate when coaches say we're young because I've got the same age players as everybody else does. You know, inexperience might be a better word. Also, our junior class is really, really small, and it's not been a great class for us in any sport as far as the numbers go. And it's made our classes, it's made our sophomores move up to like juniors, and it's made our freshmen become sophomores. And by that, I mean, we're relying on a lot of sophomores to play, and that's usually what you do with your junior class. And then, you know, usually play three or four sophomores. Well, now we're doing that with freshmen. So we're bumping everybody up about a year ahead of schedule, what they should be playing. And I don't know if they'll be good at it or not, but they've had great attitudes, and I think we're trying. So hopefully it pays off sometime.
Hey, Coach, do you think your kids are maybe under a little pressure this year after the success your program has had the past couple of years? Maybe under pressure to succeed is what I'm trying to say.
Hey, listen, there's always pressure here in West Lafayette about football. There always is pressure. I tell people, you know, we lost. I can honestly tell you this. I've been here, this is my 26th year as coach here. I never remember us starting 10 seniors on defense like we did last year. That means we have one starter coming back. I never remember that happening. And I told people, you know, we're going to struggle a little bit. We're getting in with Claymon, who's going to be pretty good this year. We're getting in with Indian Valley, who's going to be pretty good. Garraway's still Garraway. Husky Valley's got a lot. I mean, we picked up Coshocton. I mean, we picked a bad year for all this to happen with our numbers. And I tell people that, and they're like, yeah, we know. You know, we'll probably only be 7-3 or 8-2. I'm like, no, we won't. We can't get to that. But people, that's what they think, you know, will happen. They just get spoiled. You know, they've come to expect success, and they haven't seen us fail too much. So this will either be, they'll prove me wrong, or it'll be a good lesson for everyone. It'll be a little bit of humble pie for everybody for a year.
Well, Coach, talk to us a little bit about your team this year. Who's going to be playing quarterback, running back? Fill us in a little bit on your roster.
Well, we have Colton Smith back at quarterback. We just think he's fantastic. I think he's as good a quarterback as we've played here. He can spin the football. I mean, he throws it well. He's a tough kid. He runs it pretty well. He's a great leader. we couldn't be more happy with our quarterback play. As far as the other spots go, you know, we'll play a sophomore running back, Caden Smith. He played a lot last year when Trent got hurt week five. And the rest of it, I kind of can't name a whole lot of the guys because we're not sure yet. You know, we're in our third scrimmage, and we're still fighting for a lot of spots. You know, both Schwabs are back as seniors, and they've played a lot of football the past 2 years. So, you know, they'll be a key part of what we're doing. We've got some skill kids back, a receiver, and Jared Slusser and Zach Wright, Tyler Cotty. So, you know, we've got a few guys that have played. And I will tell you, I'll say this again. I know I sound like a broken record, but they have done an exemplary job so far. They've been really good. So I'm hoping that pays off for them.
Coach, you've got my most favorite player in the county back. Speedy Claxton, don't you?
Yes, we do.
There you go. He will be the difference maker in special teams this year across the board in the county. In our area, Speedy Claxton, Keith Claxton, mark it down.
Coach, Chris really does have a stuttering problem. That's not just a nickname for Speedy right there. So.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get out to your team and as you get ready for your scrimmage here tonight. We appreciate you taking a few minutes and talking to us about the Ridgewood Generals. We wish you nothing but the best. And I know next, I believe it's Saturday night, you'll kick off against Buckeye Trail. So we wish you the best of luck. We might talk to you next Friday night to preview that game a little bit.
Well, I look forward to it, man. I appreciate all the coverage.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate you, and good luck in your scrimmage tonight.